You're listening to a CNBC TV 18 podcast.
Did you know pollution killed 90 lakh people across the globe in 2019? You won't believe the share of India in this. It's more than a quarter. You're listening to the Top News Podcast on CNBCTV18.com. This is Kanishka Sarkar, and I'm here with the details of how pollution is impacting our lives, the latest from stock markets, the auto sector, what to expect from salary hikes this year, and more. First up, here's what a study has revealed about pollution. So the 90 lakh pollution-linked deaths in 2019 were due to dirty air from cars, trucks, and industry, rising 55% since 2000, according to a new study in the journal The Lancet Planetary Health. And over a quarter of these deaths, that is nearly 24 lakh, happened in India. There were fewer population deaths from primitive indoor stoves and water contaminated with human and animal waste, so overall pollution deaths in 2019 were about the same as in 2015. The US is the only fully industrialized country in the top 10 nations for total pollution deaths, ranking 7th with 1,42,883 deaths blamed on population, sandwiched between Bangladesh and Ethiopia. Pollution kills about the same number of people in a year around the world as cigarette smoking and secondhand smoke combined, according to this study. The certificates of these deaths don't say pollution, though. They list heart disease, stroke, lung cancer, other lung issues, and diabetes that are tightly correlated with pollution by numerous epidemiological studies. In New Delhi, air pollution peaks in the winter months, and last year the city saw just 2 days when the air wasn't considered polluted. It was the first time in 4 years that the city experienced a clean air during the winter months, according to this new study. Moving on, here's how the stock market fared on May 18th. The benchmark snapped their 2-day winning streak and ended today's volatile session with marginal losses. After trading higher for the better part of the day, Sensex closed 109 points down at 54,208, whereas Nifty closed 19 points low at 16,240. Some of the stocks that were in focus today were Indian Oil Corporation, Airtel, and LIC. The shares of IOC, that is Indian Oil Corporation, tanked almost 5% after the company reported a 31% year-on-year drop in the fourth quarter net profit on a margin squeeze in petrochemicals and losses on auto fuel cells. Following the company's lower-than-expected earnings, some brokerage houses have downgraded their rating on the stock and slashed their target price. Prabhudas Leeladhar has downgraded its rating on the stock to hold from buy due to high volatility in crude oil prices, whereas Nirmal Bang Equities has maintained its buy call on IOC but trimmed its target price by 2.5% to 144 rupees. Meanwhile, Airtel shares, after rising in early trade, clawed their way back into the negative territory. A day after, the telco said it had more than doubled its profit for the January to March quarter on the back of tariff hikes. So the downward movement in the stock may be on the back of Digital Communications Commission, that is DCC, going ahead with a 5G spectrum auction-based price suggested by TRAI, that is the Telecom Regulatory Authority of India. Telecom operators have opposed TRAI's recommended base price. In fact, in April, Airtel had urged the government not to charge high fee for allotting 5G spectrum, saying that faster rollout of next-gen telecommunication network can have more benefits than collecting revenue in upfront cost. Relic Air Broking, however, said that today's move in the stock is largely on account of results, which came in after market hours yesterday. The stock ended 1.7% lower today. Life Insurance Corporation shares, on the other hand, clocked mild gains a day after the stock of the state-run insurance giant made a weak debut in the secondary market. LIC shares rose by as much as 14 rupees or 1.7% to 819 rupees per share on BSE after listing at a discount on the previous day. However, the stock is still in the discount territory despite the rise compared with its issue price. At the strongest level of the day, LIC shares came within 6% of the issue price of 949 rupees. Moving on to a few updates on the auto front. TVS Motor today launched the new TVS iQube electric scooter in 3 variants with an on-road range of 140 kilometers on a single charge. The variants TVS iQube and TVS iQube S will be available at 98,564 and 1,08,690 rupees respectively. This is the on-road Delhi price including FAME and state subsidy. This e-scooter by TVS is in continuation of its iQube model, which first hit the market in 2020. Next up, an update from the Northeast. Tripura and Mizoram have started rationing petroleum products as extreme weather conditions are wreaking havoc in Lower Assam, cutting railway connectivity with Tripura and other northeastern states. So now, two-wheeler owners can only get fuel for 200 rupees in a day, while for three-wheeler owners, it has been capped at 300 rupees. Owners of four-wheelers can buy fuel for up to 1,000 rupees per day, according to a recent government order. Moving on, a PTI report suggests that a Delhi government committee tasked with fair revision of auto rickshaws and taxis is likely to recommend a proportionate increase in fares with respect to rise in CNG prices in the capital. Some auto and taxi unions have expressed concern over the likely increase in fares, saying it will stiffen their competition with cab aggregators who offer rides at subsidized rates and also shared their concerns with a panel. The Delhi government last month had set up a committee for a fair revision of auto rickshaws and taxis amid rising fuel prices. This committee is likely to finalize its report by the end of the week. Some members of the government have been traveling by taxis and autos for the past 2 weeks to understand the demand and expectations of these drivers. Next up is a political update. Gujarat State Congress President Hardik Patel has resigned from the party and also primary membership. This is ahead of Gujarat Assembly election scheduled in December this year. Though he didn't take any names, he said in the resignation letter that whenever he raised issues of the people of Gujarat, senior Congress leaders were busy checking their mobile phones and some leaders were enjoying abroad when the party and the country needed them. Patel has for some time been critical of Congress and recently praised the BJP as well. Lastly, here are a few updates from the employment sector. EdTech unicorn Vedantu has laid off 424 employees or 7% of its 5,900 strong workforce, expecting scarcity of capital in the upcoming quarters due to a tough external environment. This is the EdTech unicorn's second successive round of layoffs, with 200 employees let go earlier in the month. Given the uncertainties of the outside world and tightening of capital availability, Vamsi Krishna, the co-founder and CEO of Vedantu, justified the layoffs by explaining that it is important to build a capital runway for at least 30 months. And for this, Vedantu plans to undertake a reduction in customer acquisition costs via innovation and automation around operations. That's in addition to a comprehensive review with rationalization of projects that are not in sync with the core focus areas of Vedantu. In the two rounds of retrenchment in a single month, Vedantu has fired over 600 employees, which is equivalent to the layoffs at rival edtech startup Unacademy, which cut its workforce by 10% in April. But on the global front, Netflix has also announced that it's laying off 150 employees across the company, less than a month after the streaming giant reported its first subscriber loss in a decade. Moving on, back home, a survey has projected 8.9% salary increase in 2022 for senior executives in India, which is the highest in 5 years. This is as companies look to retain leadership talent, according to an Aon survey. The survey also says that trends suggest the hikes are expected to be buoyant over the next 24 months, that is 2 years. Meanwhile, employees are overall projected to see a 9.9% increase in their salaries this year, which is the highest since 2017 as per Aon data. With that, we end this podcast. But before I sign out, here's an opportunity where we will listen to you. In case you have any queries or suggestions, please write to us at cnbctv18podcast@nw18.com. I'll be back tomorrow evening with the top stories from around the world. Till then, stay tuned to cnbctv18.com for all the latest updates. Thank you for listening.